Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're going to be looking at a focus of becoming different. So many times we're trying to become the same as everyone else. And trying to blend in. There are some that like to be unique and stand out, but many of us, well, we would just as soon kind of go with the flow. I believe God calls us as His children to be different. And you can look back through Scripture, and as I read Scripture, I see from Abraham on, and I believe even before that, God was calling His people to be different. Noah was considered righteous. He found favor in the eyes of God because he was living different, different from the world. And I think he was doing so based on God's instructions. And we don't have a lot of written instruction from God, from Adam and Eve on through Noah and up to Abraham, and really until you get Moses and the Exodus that we see the handing down of the law. But it seems apparent as God interacts with people that there were instructions that He had made clear to them. Instructions that would lead them to live a different kind of life. And we're going to be looking at a section of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 this week. And kind of the overriding verse is 2 Corinthians 10:12. And he says, "We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise." And that kind of is the way of the world. We simply think, well, I just need to be better than what I was. I simply need to be better than someone else. God says, we're not the standard. He is. And so today we're going to look specifically as we consider becoming different about living differently. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3 says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does." And today we're going to focus on that living in the world a little more generically, and tomorrow we'll get into to fight differently. This verse kind of leads into that. Tomorrow we'll look at the next verse, and it kind of expands it. But the reason that we don't wage war as the world does, the reason that we don't interact with others in the way that the world does, is because we ought to be living differently. We live in the world, but it's not our standard. It's not what's determining how we live, what we decide is right or wrong. But God is. And one of the struggles that each one of us has is figuring out how to live in the world without living as the world. It's a struggle that the psalmist had. David wrote it. He says, "How can a young man keep his ways pure?" And he goes on to answer that. And it really had a lot to do with, well, with pursuing God. With focusing and meditating and knowing God's word, following the things that God's word says. When you really think about it, you look at the idea of not living as the world lives, the idea of living differently than what the world does. What a better place to start than allowing God's Word to determine our steps, our path, our actions, our reactions. And I think that's where the tough part really enters, is allowing God's Word to be an automatic response. As we grow and as we learn, we begin to develop those decisions. We begin to learn how we ought to act, what we ought to say. But many times, at least for me, it's those reactions that kind of catch me off guard. Those times when I'm really not prepared, I haven't thought it through, I simply react. And oftentimes those reactions look a lot more like the world than they do like Christ. And it means it's a time to grow. It's a time to allow God's Word and His Spirit to fill me and for my awareness of that to grow. So that more and more my reactions come out of a natural part of who I am in Christ. Yesterday I looked at this chapter of 2 Corinthians in a message about being called to be different. And so this week we're going to really follow up on that message as well as the prayer guide that kind of went along with it. But really two main points, and that is, as we're called to be different, we're called to believe differently and we're called to express differently. When I start with this groundwork of living differently, God says living differently begins in our mind. That those reactions that sometimes catch us off guard, or maybe often catch us off guard, He says it's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. So in some ways, those reactions are a more accurate evaluation of what's inside than I might want to admit. When life happens, when we interact with people, are we living differently from the world? The way we see people, is it different from the way the world sees people? God's desire is that we would love people just as He does. Not just as He loves them, but just as He has loved us. Talked a little bit yesterday about learning to love ourselves so that we can love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And it be a positive thing. We live differently when we care for people. And it's not that we necessarily provide everything they want. That's not very wise. If a parent does that for a child, we generally consider that to not be a good thing. The parent's responsibility is to provide what the child needs, and sometimes what that child needs is correction. Sometimes it's discipline, sometimes it's encouragement, sometimes it's something entirely different than what they want. And we are that child. When we go to God, God continually gives us what we need. And there are times we ask for things, we want things that would not be wise to simply be handed to us. And so we live differently when we seek God's wisdom in how to help others in the ways that benefit them according to their need. We live differently when we care about people more than politics, more than economics, more than race, more than, well, more than any of the things that the world divides us by. Today we have the opportunity to live differently. And as I mentioned yesterday, it's kind of in two ways. We live differently than what we did before, but we also live differently from that, the ways of the world. We are a work in progress. At least I don't know anyone that's made it yet. That can be said, there's no more work to be done. I'm perfect. Oh, there are people that say that, or at least act like that, but I've not found any for which that's true. We all need to grow. We all need to work at living differently, specifically in this area of interacting with others. And we do that. Not so much that it's good for us, although it is, but it's good for them. And it's good for God's kingdom. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has called us to live different. Different from what we were, different from what the world lives. Your word has called us, and you have called us a people who have been called out. Sometimes the wording is used, a peculiar people, but a different people. And Father, as we interact with people today, may we be different from the way the world interacts. May the way we listen, the way we share, the way we love, help them to know there's a different way that they too could live. A way that involves you moving in. A way that involves the blood of your Son Jesus cleansing from all unrighteousness. A way that involves your Spirit filling and guiding and correcting and comforting and being your very presence wherever we go. Father, as we consider our interactions with people today, may we choose, determine ahead of time that they will be different. Different from the way the world, that they won't be self-centered. They won't be ways that look for how we can benefit out of the conversation or out of the interaction. But may we learn to grow in considering others and their needs as being better than our own. Father, help us today to recognize the loneliness, the hurt, the discouragement that surrounds us in people that are in this process of doing life. Some are focused on doing life in the ways of the world. Others are trying to break free from that, but it's still a struggle. And so God, help us to grow in our faithfulness, to grow in our love, to grow in our concern and compassion, to grow in our mercy, to grow in the things that are good and godly, so that each day more and more living different from the world would become more natural for us. Father, today as we live different, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.